Good morning. Welcome to Grendene's earnings release conference call to announce and analyze the results of the first quarter of 2012. Please note that this conference call is being held in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. At this time, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and later on, we will start a Q&A session when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and a replay facility will be available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us, we have Grendene's leading executive officers, who will also be available to answer any questions you may have. Rudimar Dalonde, Industrial and Commercial Director. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Officer. Edson Matsuo, Product Development. Magno Kleber Feitas, Exports. Mr. Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Financial Director and Controller. Mr. Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales, Márcio Dalbó, Marketing, and Mr. Paulo Pedó Filho, Melissa Division. Please note that the press release for the first quarter of 2012 is available at the website, http://ri.grendene.com.br, in both in English and in Portuguese. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call about the operational and financial outlook of the company's business are mere forward-looking statements based on the expectations of the company's management about its future. These forward-looking statements are highly dependent on market conditions, on the overall performance of the country, the industry, and international markets. Now, I would like to turn over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Grendene's Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending another conference call of Grendene to announce the results of the first quarter of 2012, as well as the company's outlook for the future. As you're all well aware, yesterday we announced information regarding this period after the closing of the market in our press release, which is already available in the company's investor relations website. And I'm going to be brief in my comments, highlighting some of the most relevant aspects of the performance of the first quarter of 2012, the economic and financial aspects, and Grendene's prospects for the future, leaving more time for the questions and answers. Before we start discussing our performance, I would like to draw your attention for the issue of dividend payout. According to our bylaws, the minimum mandatory dividend is calculated based on 25% of net income remaining from the business year after the constitution of the reserves provided in the law. However, as of 2011, the company has adopted a new dividend policy which raised the payout percentage of dividends to approximately 75% of net income after the constitution of legal reserves. And based on the balance of March 31st, 2012, the administration proposes the payout of 58.9 million reals that the company will pay at dividendum of the general ordinary shareholders officer, which will approve the accounts for the business year of 2012 as of May 16th, 2012. Holders of common shares will be entitled to receive the payout of dividends who are registered at the company on May 3, 2012. In this manner, Grendene's shares will be traded ex-dividendum as of May 4, 2012 by BMF Bovespa. We would also like to highlight Grendene's leadership in exports, keeping for 10 consecutive years And by far and large, its leadership in the exporting of shoes, of Brazilian shoes, reaching 43.5% of Brazilian exports in the first quarter of 2012. This leadership makes Grendene one of the shoe brands with the largest international recognition. As to the performance of the first quarter of 2012, in the first quarter, Grendene presented a strong growth in gross revenue, 27%, driven by the growth in a domestic market of 26.6% and in a foreign market of 28.3%. As expected, the recovery of demand that started in the fourth quarter of 2011 continued, reflecting itself in an increase of 32.2% in the number of pairs delivered in the domestic market as compared to the same period of 2011. An 11% increase in the number of pairs in the foreign market. Again, the reasons explaining such growth are different for the domestic and foreign markets. In the domestic market, the recovery of consumption with a raise in minimum wage and a product portfolio that is better suited to the economic scenario have made it possible for Grendene to win market share and to grow, raising all its margins. Growth in the gross margin of 470 basis points, a growth in the EBIT margin of 209 BPS, and a growth in the net margin of 60 BPS. Which it's worth mentioning that in our last conference call, the market data is still not announced. We believe that the consumption of shoes had gone down in Brazil, but which probably Grendene could have had a greater loss than in the market, considering that Grendene had gone through a drop of 6.3% in the volume of bars in the domestic market in the year of 2011. However, these expectations were not confirmed in terms of the loss in market share because of the fall later announced for the consumption of shoes in 2011 was about 8%, superior therefore to the drop of volume in the domestic market presented by Grendene. In the fourth quarter of 2011, reversed the falling trend in the domestic market, which had been seen along the year of 2011, and we grew in that quarter by 3.4% as compared to the fourth quarter of 2010. This growth continued and gained momentum in the first quarter of 2012. In the foreign market, the evolution of demand occurred as we had forecast, being reinforced with the delivery of pairs in the Argentinian market regarding orders from 2011, which were delivered in 2012. You should be reminded that as announced in our last conference call, we closed the year of 2011 with about 2 million pairs allocated to the Argentinian market in inventory due to difficulties to export to that country due to new customs rules adopted by the Argentinian government. These goods were cleared in early 2012, but they affected the volume of pairs effectively delivered in 2011. The more favorable exchange rate provided an increase in prices in reals of 15.7% in the foreign market. We reinforce that our exports are quite diversified and they do not depend significantly in any specific country and that 100% of our products are manufactured in Brazil. With significant improvements in productivity, without cost pressures in raw materials, and the tax ease promoted by the government, the rose in the cost of products sold was only 15.4%, well below the growth of in net revenue of 25%, which led to a gross margin of 42.5%. The evidence of higher productivity is that the cost of products sold per pair dropped 6.8%, whereas the average price per pair in the domestic market dropped 4.2%, reflecting variations in the mix. Even though the cost of raw materials was not a concern in the first quarter, a combination of the Brazilian currency devaluating and more movement in the international market might lead to or affect our costs in the coming quarters. EBIT grew 57.4% as compared to the same period in 2011, and net income had a growth of 29.1%. With such sound results, the generation of operating cash was 153.8 million reals, leading to a net cash of 978.5 million, an increase of 21.6% as compared to December 31st, 2011. In the first quarter, we had a positive effect of the exchange rate by 7.2 million, and gross revenue from exports increased in the period by 21% before considering the effect of the exchange rate and 28.3% after considering this effect, everything compared to the first quarter of 2011. However, exchange rate may lead to a negative impact on the cost of raw material in coming quarters. We emphasize, however, that the effect of a devaluation in the Brazilian currency is positive for Vendenha's results in the year, considering that the value of our exports exceeds our costs that are pegged to the dollar. In the future, we believe that we should present more modest growth rates in exports than those seen over the last few years, reducing the share of export revenues in the total gross revenue, which should have a positive effect on our gross margin, considering that average prices practiced in the domestic market are greater than those in the foreign market. Even though in 2011 the consumption of shoes in Brazil dropped by about 8%, we believe that we should recover it in 2012 as it happened in the first quarter. The market will be under fierce competition, but Grendene has shown great capacity for competition both in the domestic and foreign markets. Our guidance will be to improve our margins through productivity gains and in terms of selling a mix of products with higher value added. Comparing the results we had in the first quarter of 2012 with our guidances announced, Grendene has presented a growth in gross revenue of 11.1% per year, CAGR, since the first quarter of 2008, comparing year-on-year, one quarter against the other. And in net income, 19% on-year on the same basis, since 2008 until the first quarter of 2012. The excellent results obtained confirm our expectations and reinforce our trust in Grendene's business model, which encourages us to keep our projections for our long-term targets for the period 2011 to 2015. You should remind that growth and gross revenue at a compound average growth rate between 8 to 12% in 5 years between 2011 and 2015, and a growth in net income at a compound average growth rate between 12 and 15% between 2011 and 2015. Thank you all very much. We may now move on to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will initiate our Q&A session. In order to pose a question, please press star 1. In order to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Our first question comes from Ari Pérez, Real Investor. Good morning, Francisco. Congratulations for your earnings results. My question is the following. you know, despite the improvement has been something expected, I may confess I'm surprised with the intensity of increase. I thought that this would happen in a gradual way. It would start in the first and second semester. I would like you to talk about your expectations, because when you take a look at the fourth quarter of 2011, the intensity of increase was highly surprising. Do you believe that this is structural? Can we expect improvements at these levels? And we had already mentioned this in the last conference call, that the efficiency measures in cost control we have good results in terms of products that have sold growing. And if you still see, for example, certain adjustments regarding the PTV. Thank you very much for your question. Well, I will talk about the two points that you just raised. In 2011, the economy as a whole initiated the year, well, with strong growth expectations, reminding you that the end of 2010, GDP grew at 7.5% was the GDP growth rate of that year. And the government, all the analysts, had a growth expectation in GDP of 4.5%. And the economy initiated with this strong expectation, but what we actually saw was continued slowdown. Grondini realized this in March of 2011. They started feeling this in their orders, in their interactions with the market. We observed that there was a slowdown. This slowdown, the second quarter, it got even worse. The second quarter was bad, actually. We had an improvement. We were in a break-even point in the third quarter, and I believe that in the fourth quarter, we saw that there was a rebound in the economy. There was more consumption. We do not have a data market, details, you know, throughout the year. But we realized, you know, through all the data that we received, that the consumption of shoes in Brazil was dropping. And at the end of the line, well, the earnings that were announced really surprised us. That was a drop of 8%. Of course, shoes are semi-durable goods. It's not like food or staple, you know, that you eat every week. But it's not like a refrigerator that you buy once every 5 years. So what happens with this type of product? When there is a consumption drop, what you see is a postponement. Currently, what do we observe? The economy. Of course, the analysts give you the worst-case scenario until October that coincides with our perception. This was the worst point. You know, as of this moment, we started to increase the sectors that didn't have, for example, stocks, or somebody that only manufactures, under order, they don't have stock. They felt immediately this recovery of economy. Other sectors of the industry that had stock inventory, they presented a more modest growth. Now, we, due to all the data, we're observing, you know, an economy that is recovering itself in the beginning of the year. The first quarter was strong. You have all our earnings results here. Now, we must have to be down to earth, because we don't have an expectation of economy growing at a 4-5% rate this year. We believe that we will have a good year. The fact of having drops last year in shoe consumption, well, I believe that we will have an improvement this year. I believe that we will observe growth. And in the internal side, I believe that Ingrid is highly prepared. You know, we are following a continuous improvement process. And yes, we do believe to have space for improvement, both in terms of productivity and regarding the mix of revenues. once there is a drop in the total share of export revenues, I believe that margins improve because the margin, you know, at the level of the exchange rate, it's better in the internal market. This is a vector that drives us forward. Now, of course, we are not absolutely sure, especially as of the second semester, because the worldwide scenario of economy, I believe, still has, you know, clouds in the horizon. But yes, we are highly confident that this year will be a good year for the shoe industry and very good for Grendene that is prepared and has prepared itself in a very realistic fashion in order to face the economic situation. With this, I believe that I answered the two questions that you posed. Yes, because you have the following aspect that is a planted aspect with the increase of sales. This wasn't encouraged by a reduction of cost in a disproportional way. My question here was, if today we have a marginal effect due to process or collection process, specifically speaking, or if we're talking about a structural process that we can see in Grendene as a whole, because since the fourth quarter, it was a point where I was constantly insisting on. I had already mentioned this in the past. If this was a process linked to the optimization of process for collection, depending on the type of collection that you release, or if it's just structural. No. The improvement of process, this is a structural of our industry processes. The collection depends more on the economic situation and the type of the economic scenario that we're going to face. This is a decision that we have to make every quarter because our collections in average are renewed every quarter. And, well, this varies, the mix. Well, the drop in price in the first quarter was exclusively due to a mix. We didn't drop prices in the table. We didn't give more discounts. Nevertheless, well, I believe the summer was longer, so we sell more beachwear, you know, cheaper shoes for the summer season. This is why the price drop was a matter that was connected to a product mix. But you can see what we gained in productivity, you know, when you see the difference of CPV per pair greater than the price per pair. This is a structural gain of efficiency when you observe this. We highlighted what is always a possibility, but in this moment of exchange rate variation, we have to see that PVC resin is a commodity. It's priced, CGS, it's priced in dollar. By and large, when the Brazilian currency appreciates itself, the commodity drops in dollar, which did not happen very recently. Nevertheless, well, we cannot be absolutely sure of this. We never know what the behavior, you know, internationally speaking. The supply of PVC resin is offered. But it's difficult to see what the behavior of this will be. If there is an increase of cost of raw material, this absolutely will affect the CGS, but the product, the CPV, but the processes in the plant, well, this is regardless of the collection, and this is a structural. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question from Mr. Guilherme Mazzillo, Ashmore, Brazil. Good morning. Congratulations for your results. I have three questions here. I'm going to ask question one by one. What was the greatest impact in Brazil in the first quarter, and what kind of impact do you expect throughout the year? The greatest Brazilian impact for the year, we simulated what is Brasil Maior for everybody to understand. This Brasil Maior, the legislation of the government that they announced at the and drafted at the end of last year, the contribution to Social Security of the company that represents 20% of her payroll, it was eliminated, it was taken to zero, and in exchange, we created a tax over gross invoicing of 1.5%. Now, very recently, this legislation was changed, and this tax over invoicing, as of August, will drop to 1%. If we analyze our payroll from last year, what we spent in terms of wages, salaries, if we observe what we invoiced last year, 2011, and if this rule would have been valid in 2011, we would have had a benefit in our EBIT that would be between 40 and 50 million. Positive. Therefore, EBIT before taxes. Why am I giving you last year as a reference? Because we don't give to the market a revenue projection of a year, and this final benefit will depend on the revenue and on the payroll throughout the year. Now, as we gain more productivity, the expenses with the payroll drop and per revenue unit. So they I believe that these numbers vary, but I believe the final result should be between 40 and 50 million. Now, in this first quarter, I don't have the benefits in hand, but I will give you an approximate figure. I believe this must have strengthened our EBIT at around 10 million. Just another thing, when you talk about 40 and 50 million, considering that the rate will be 1.5%, the tax rate, what will be 1.5 until the end of the year and August 1 each period according to the law, 1.5 up till August and 1 as of August, and 20% of Social Security, zero throughout the year. All right. Now, my second question regarding the market, the internal market volume, going back to your past question, the internal volume, you know, in the internal, was strong, your growth. What do you expect throughout the year, if you see a second quarter at the same pace of growth, or if we should expect a drop in this volume? What are your expectations for 2012? I would like to add an additional thing to your past question. In addition to these benefits, in Brasil Maior still has credit of 3% over export values. This has also been anticipated within these 40 and 50 million. So now the other question that you posed here is regarding the following. Well, we must consider that for Grendene in the sector as a whole and companies that manufacture Grendene shoes, there is seasonality in the shoe industry. In the second quarter is always the worst quarter of the year, and this year will not be different from other years. Now, when you compare the second quarter of this year with that of last year, we have strong expectation. We believe that we will have better results because the second quarter of past year was very bad. Therefore, the expectation is to, we have strong expectations regarding, you know, the economic situation and things that are happening, the measures that government is taking to stimulate the economy, and these measures are focused in encouraging consumption, stimulating consumption. Therefore, we have this strong expectation. When I talk about, when I say companies like Grendene, you don't see, there are others that are, for example, have different seasonality. There are, for example, companies that are focused on the winter connection of leather, and we are not in this market. So seasonality is different when we compare these type of companies. Now, Grendene always has more strength in the second semester. Our products are more appealing to the second semester to that of the first semester. So when we take the seasonality into account, our expectation for the second quarter is good. Of course, it will be better than that of last year. And if the economy continues growing at the current pace, I believe that our expectations are very good. Now, in terms of figure, it's difficult to give you an exact figure,
because there are many variables and many things that may happen. Now, should we expect a growth quarter on quarter? Will it be greater than 30% comparing the first quarter of 2012 as compared to 2011? The second quarter is not totally different. Well, to give you precise numbers is more difficult because we don't announce short-term guidances. No, please note, as we manufacture on demand with a very short time span for delivery, so any crisis that emerge will change things very rapidly. Now, we don't think it's too far-fetched to have this type of expectation. Now, we cannot endorse that as a guidance of ours or as our expectation. Okay, very good. Now, going back to the previous question, you said 10 million this quarter of benefit, and then you mentioned credit from exports. How much of those 10 million are related to the 3% credit from exports, and how much of it was related to the changes in taxing system? Well, I don't have accurate numbers here, but they are in the numbers that we have posted in our website. You can look up our reports. There is an explanatory note showing that breaking down those numbers, how much was export credit, how much is Social Security, and how much is related to this tax on revenues. And it's also easy to calculate. It's just you do the arithmetic. You see the rate and the amounts, and you see how much it is. Just one last question. You have a guidance for the growth in revenues from 2012 to 2015 of 18% to 12%. Based on this guidance, what is the expected capex for the period? Could you please repeat your question, because there was a noise? And yes, of course, no problem. You have a guidance for the growth in gross revenues of 8% to 12% over 5 years. Based on this guidance, what is the capex that you need to have along this period? Our capex, the guidance for capex, is similar to depreciation. Our depreciation last year was 30 million, and capex was 39. Above, slightly above. In previous years, it was slightly below. We believe that over the next 4 or 5 years, we will not have any significant investments So investment will be slightly greater than depreciation over that period, except if any opportunities come up. But then the guidance will also change. So for this guidance, we are not expecting any significant investments. The company has a production capacity of 200 million pairs. In 2011, we delivered 150 million pairs. So we still have 50 million pairs, space to grow, and with productivity, we increase this capacity. So we do not have any forecast for any greater investments. In the past, we announced studies for the building of a new manufacturing plant, and then we postponed it because of the economic scenario and evolution in the market. And today, if I had to tell you, I would say that investments in the factory have been postponed to 4 or 5 years. And back then, we were talking about making investments to raise by 20% our capacity, so to add 40 million pairs a year. And this investment, on the year we would make the investment, we would probably have twice as much CapEx. So if this year it was 49, it would be 80 million in the year of the investment, just to give you an idea of the amounts involved. So I think that this answers your question. Yes, perfect. I'm sorry, my line muted. I couldn't hear you in the beginning, but the rest of the explanation is clear to me. Thank you very much for your answer. Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Thiago Januzzi from Recife. Good morning, Francisco. Good morning, everyone. I would like to congratulate you for your results. I think it really surprised us all, analysts and investors in the company. I would just like to go back to something that people often ask. Cash is the level of $1 billion. Do you have any novelties in terms of distribution, or are there any changes with regards to distribution? Well, except for the raise in the payout last year, to 75%, we don't have any novelties. If you compare our cash in the first quarter of 2012 to the first quarter of 2011, you will see that it's dropped slightly. And our objective was to hold cash growth. In this manner, the growth of the company dilutes the amount of the cash as compared to the size of the company. So for the time being, we do not have not made any decisions that is different. We are not planning to do it in terms of considering that. As we announced before, we do have reserves for profits which come from tax incentives, and could be paid out. It amounts to 200 million, and those are incentives that we won after the change in the law in 2007, that was good for. Well, the law was enacted in 2007. It was implemented as of 2008, and then it did not pay out any share of those incentives as dividends, and it could be offered, and we could pay that amount out, but the Glendenis board and executive officers do not have any intention or plan to do that in the short term. Now, this is a decision that the shareholders meeting or a board meeting might decide to make it in the future. But for the time being, we have not decided anything with that regard. Our next question comes from Mr. Rafael Dindu, Tech Investments. Hello, Schmidt. This is Sergio. Good morning. Congratulations. I have a fast question. A follow-up in terms of the cost of raw materials, in terms of COGS. So you said that this quarter you were at a more comfortable price level or the cost level. How does the raw material cycle work? Do you have inventory for how much production? If the resin prices go up in March, when will you feel the impact of that increase in your production? Well, that varies slightly, but usually we are impacted between 45 and 90 days. This is for the time for the turnover of goods. One variable that influences is that 100% of our residues from the factory are recycled. So when you inject a shoe, there is always trimmings and leftover, the so-called leftovers that are injection pipe and everything, and these materials are 100% recycled. So that obviously influences the purchase of raw materials, the speed at which new raw materials and how fast, when we buy raw materials, how fast it gets to the final product. If you look at the chart that we published about the behavior of international prices, both of PVC resin and TOP, and this already converted in reels, you will see that there has been an increase in the price of PVC resins. This is a trend. Will this repeat? Will this happen again? Well, previous years didn't show that. We saw that when the real appreciated commodity dropped by $1. So we are waiting to see. We are not yet sure about that, which way costs will go. And what we think is that it is very difficult to have a significant increase in cost, but it's not impossible. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Bernardo Dantas from Ed Investments. Good morning. My question is if you have any novelties in terms of your intention of going to the retail market. As to the retail market, we don't have any novelties to announce. As we have said many times to the market, we are considering, and this is not new, we have been studying the issue of retail, and our position is very simple. In the places where retail is working well, where our current partners, if they are deficient and if we are present, there is no reason for Grendene to invest in that segment because this is a model that has been working well for quite some time and is still working well. What we have been looking at closely is in terms of the growth per square meter of area, in terms of footage of new stores and new malls. And we've been monitoring our presence in that growth. And we are determined to ensure our presence in the retail market. And if our partners or the current retailers that sell Grendene and for their own reasons, for whatever reason, they do not want to keep up with that growth, we have the resources and the intention of having a presence in those points. So our decision and our certainty is that we are not going to be outside from retail because it didn't grow or because we didn't keep up with the growth in Brazil. There is no reason for us to make an investment in terms of trying to learn to do the retail and to compete with our current partner. And now, wherever there is room and wherever there is no presence for the retail presently, we will try to go there. Thank you very much.
Reminding you that to pose question, you must press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Leonardo Messer, Ocean Investimento. Good morning. My question is regarding your expenses with advertising. Last year you had an advertising 9.4% of your revenue. I would like to know what your projection is this year, if this increase in expense was very strategic. Was it specific or just a matter of strategy? Well, in our guidance, we always include, I didn't mention this, a certain reference, but this is part of our guidance, that our expenses in advertising and propaganda for this guidance, they contemplate an expense between 8 and 10%, you know, in this item. Therefore, we intend to maintain it this way. Now, I would also like to highlight that we do not see this percentage. We don't analyze it quarter by quarter because the distribution of expenses throughout the year, it is a tactic variable that depends on the negotiation with the media, campaign tactics, the different formats, etc. Therefore, I believe it could be higher in one quarter, lower in another, but in the year we intend to maintain these expenses between 8 and 10% of our net revenue. Could you please give us a follow-up for this year? Do you expect this figure to be below or above this range? Well, it is very difficult to give you an answer due to a very simple matter. When we fix this percentage, we have an estimate of, you know, what we're going to sell. Now, if the sales estimate is not realized, well, the percentage is a bit higher than what we originally expected. You know, as this year, our expectation is of growth. We have good expectations. There's a great likelihood that this figure will drop. But I believe the variable here is not expense with advertising, but yes, the revenue. Well, we hire campaigns, always bearing in mind a certain revenue. Okay, so this is very clear. Thank you very much for your answer. To pose a question, please press star 1. We would like to remind you that to pose questions, you must press star 1. We will bring to an end our Q&A session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final words. Now, the results of the first quarter of 2012 confirm our expectations, and they also stimulate to perfect our business model. Now, the capacity to deliver earnings continually with on a regular basis, the privileged cash situation, and the good payouts of dividends has been the most strong characteristics in Grendene, and this maintains us prudent and optimistic with the growth of the shoe industry of the internal market, also supported by the investment, the population, consumption, and the sport events that will take place in Brazil in the brief future, as in the broad ability that has been demonstrated by the company to react to unfavorable economic situations. Internally, we will maintain our focus on strengthening our brands, acceleration of operation, greater relationships with the sales channel, and gaining more market share. Now, the investments in the consolidation and brands and relationship with the distribution channels and the improvement of internal process to develop products will be our main drivers and the main focus of the company in 2012. Once again, thank you very much for trusting us. Our conference call has come to an end. We would like to thank the participation of everyone. And good morning, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call.